This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, confirmed cases of the new coronavirus stand at nearly 9.4 million in statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The hardest hit country, the United States, has more than 2.3 million infections. The number of people who have died from COVID-19 has surpassed 481,000, approximately 122,000 of them in the U.S. The number of people who have recovered from COVID-19 is more than 4.7 million. In the United States, some officials are now urging residents to again stay home. That includes the southern state of Texas governor, who had loosened restrictions on businesses, dining, public gatherings, and tourism. Wednesday, three northeastern states that made progress beating back the pandemic, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, urged visitors arriving from U.S. hotspots to quarantine themselves. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the advisory applied to visitors from Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Washington, Utah, and Texas. The head of the World Health Organization's emergency program says the pandemic in many Latin American countries was still intense as deaths in the region surpassed 100,000 this week. Mike Ryan said many countries had experienced 25% to 50% increases in cases this past week, adding, quote, I would characterize the situation in the Americas in general as still evolving, not having reached its peak yet, end quote. Brazil leads the region with nearly 1.2 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, predicts the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year. That's worse than the 3% drop it estimated in its April report. The IMF lowered its economic forecast Wednesday as it envisions far more severe economic damage due to the new coronavirus. This is